It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
I'ma leave the door open. I'ma leave the door open. I'ma leave the door open, girl. I'ma leave the door open.
Yeah!
I'm gonna try my best.
Apparently they have this weird thing with borders. They just fucking go crazy.
Yeah, I've heard that. Where's my dad? I'm all alone. I'm too small to be here on my own. We're back. We're back. We took a little bit of a hiatus because my girlfriend was moving in, and now we are back.
Yeah, we're back.
I like that shirt on you. It's a good color.
The Yeezus shirt.
I was just going to say, is this a Yeezus?
Yeah, I've had it for a long time. I just don't... It was just sitting in one of my drawers.
Is it real Yeezy?
I don't think so.
Oh, just like a Chinese, they put Yeezus on?
I'm assuming.
How much you pay for it?
I don't remember. I've had it for years.
Oh.
It's just been sitting in my drawer. I'm assuming
didn't
it was
he
just
make
like
everything $20?
Well, when I talked to him, he said he was going to lower prices.
Well, no, like there was because of Riley that was just here was like, yeah, like I ordered a ton of shit when he said $20. He made everything on his store $20. But I'm like, is it still designer then if it's $20?
I mean, yeah, technically it is, right?
Yeah.
That means it was just a discount. Right?
There has to be some other motives. He's like, shit, I got to pay off this
or
person.
He had just a bunch of inventory sitting around. He's like, I need to get rid of this.
Yeah. Thing is like no matter what, like the little boot AirPods thing, the boot pods are cool, but like I'm not gonna wear those.
No.
I mean it's a good idea. It's like, oh hey, shoes in a pod, cool. But I can't like wear that to work.
Like, dude, dude, those fucking what are those? What the big red boots? What the fuck? The Lego big.
Why does everyone have those?
I don't think everyone has those.
No, I'm saying like every famous person.
For a minute, everyone was just having them just to like say they have.
How do we make something like that? It's just like, hey, here's a big shirt.
I don't even think it's just like a luck of the draw. It's like a novelty thing. That one, I you know what I think it is? It's people that are already like kind of famous or influencers like make this shit.
They're like, here's
and
some
then
big
other
red
and then other people
boots.
Who are popular wear them, or the company pays an insane amount of money to this person to wear them, and then all of a sudden people want them just because that person wore them. I don't know. I mean, yeah. I think that's what it is.
Did you ever have girls in your class that wore muck boots to school?
What is a muck boot?
It's like a full rubber boot that.
A lot of girls did wear boots.
No, I'm not talking about boots. I'm saying like boots you would take out into the grass if you were going to go feed the cows. It's a full rubber boot so it can go in puddles
like Doc
and everything.
Martens and shit?
No. Like a full rubber boot.
Oh, like rain boots?
Yeah, like that.
I mean, when it was raining, I saw some rain boots. I don't think I've...
Yeah, but they were just walking. I mean, our school was all concrete. I mean, they just walked their car and back. It was like the rain boot was a stat.
Their brains obviously don't work like ours because we would just wear Vans and fucking...
Yeah, I'll get them dirty. It gives class to them. I don't want no rain boots.
I think there's only a very select couple shoes, I would say a few, that they look still good dirty. And that's like Converse, Vans. And like the funny thing about Vans is like white is a color that... In almost all cases, like if it gets dirty and shit, doesn't look good. Vans, it's just character.
Kills.
It's just character.
All the time.
It looks good always, even if it's dirty as fuck.
It's such a staple shoe.
It is a staple shoe.
And I will wear them. I mean, I've worn them for like fucking 20 years.
Vans
like,
are
I
the shit. Continue. Remember when, okay, I remember like Vans at its peak. Because I had like 6 pairs, dude. I would just rotate. And then like I had like a red pair. And then like over time, it got like kind of like by, I was left outside, blah, blah, blah. And they turned almost like a almost a pink, but it wasn't a pink. It
went
close.
From like a crimson
but,
yeah, to a brick.
But I still fucking wore it, and it still just it still killed.
It goes
it
with outfits.
It still killed.
It changes as the time changes. I only have white Vans now.
Like if we're talking about the most versatile shoe, like style wise, occasion wise, we have to. I think I have to go Vans or Converse. I think
yeah.
But here's the thing though. I think Vans even look good if you're wearing slacks or something.
That's what I'm saying.
So
yes,
I think
they do.
I think Vans are the most versatile shoe.
I would say like if you're going to an event that's like
white Vans and you wear slacks, no one bats an eye.
It looks
perfect.
They fucking love it.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to an event,
they
that's
fucking
like,
love it.
It's not like you know black tie formal, but it's whatever. But like what the white Vans did for the community was it allowed you to still dress to the nines. at a not formal event, get away with it and not be overdressed.
And still go to a formal event with them too.
Exactly. But like, it could be like a semi-formal event and you could wear the jacket, the collared shirt and everything, but you got the white Vans on and it's like, okay, he's not overdressed, but it's perfect.
Yeah,
every
it
time.
Always works. It always works.
God, I loved it.
I was never the big checker guy.
I never owned a pair.
Never owned a checker pair.
My uncle loves it.
I was always the solid color.
Solid
I had
white.
I had red, white, like the black, white shoelaces.
I had
white
snorkel
bottoms.
Blue once.
A snorkel blue.
Snorkel blue. That's what it was called. Yeah. My
like own, a baby blue.
That's what the box said. It was called snorkel blue.
But was it like a dark blue?
No, it was brighter. It's like a cobalt, maybe. No, my uncle would always take me on my birthday. It was called Shoes Right Here. It was in downtown Medford.
Oh, dude, yes. That's yeah. where I would get, oh my God. What were those called? Oh, I don't remember. Were they Etnies or something?
Etnies.
Etnies?
No, that's like World Industry Shoes.
No, I forgot. It was some skate shoe I got. I got Vans, and it was... I forgot what else I got, but it was always Vans there. And they were like $30.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, he'd always take me there. And this time, like, I always got white.
That's probably
black.
Why they went out of business.
Yeah, and then he'd be like, hey, let's get a different color. And he got me snorkel.
And I would go there and get, like, five pairs of shoes, dude.
Oh, it's crazy.
You walked out of there.
I didn't have rich parents like you, so, you know, I could have one pair of shoes.
They were cheap.
I'm kidding.
But, I mean, they had, like, more expensive ones, but I'm saying, like, it was cheaper than going to the mall.
Vans are, like, $70 now.
Yeah. Air Force One's, like, $150.
Yeah, you got these for my birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They're, like, $150.
Crazy.
At one point, they were, like, $75 or $80.
Vans were, like, $40, dude, and now
yeah,
it's,
$39.99.
Like, dude, Amazon, they're, like, $80.
Yeah, I'm
like,
that's insane.
Now I don't want them to get them dirty. I'm like, fuck. I love not caring. You know, I hate when people baby their cars and shit, and it's like, you know what? Dupe actually had a good point on this. He's just like, I'm not going to be that guy that like babies my truck and I can't get a scratch on it. Because when you release that, you just let things be. And it's like, oh, the strap on the back when I was tying down a washing machine, scratch it. Who the fuck cares?
It's yeah, like truck. I've had that crack on my windshield now since winter started. And I'm just, I could go get it. I just.
Yeah, the front of your car is well banged up too.
Well, the plastic part because I ran over the pooch.
I wasn't going to say that. But.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
He didn't run it over. That dog ran in front of us. No, it did. We were going 50 and it decides to go across.
It did. The lady, he's like, oh yeah, he's fine. He ran off. I'm like, I heard him. He's not fine.
Yeah, he's not fine. I could see it right there doing the whole like.
Well, now I'm not going to let that be. So Jack, learn to let it be. Oh yeah. The front of your car is jacked up, by the way.
You know, when they breathe in their stomach kind of goes, you know, you could just see it over there. Just like. You know, when they're
what
like,
the breathe, fuck?
You know,
like they're taking their last breaths?
Yeah, that's what it was doing. We hit it.
I didn't see that. Good thing I didn't see that.
Yeah, because you're talking to the lady and she's like, yeah, it ran off. It's fine. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Like, it ran out on the highway. It's not our fault.
Well, I feel bad now.
I was in the passenger seat. I felt bad, but it wasn't your fault at all.
And now my car's jacked up.
It's a 60 mile per hour highway and it decided to go across right then. Like, that's crazy.
Why did he make me do it?
I know.
Welcome back, Sidepiece Round Lunch episode.
What? Episode 153.
Episode 153. First and foremost, I want to thank our sponsors, starting with Aperture Oceans, bring ideas and ads
to life.
And also want to shout out the Stallion of Wellness, Finish Face, Shop, ATLT's own, Brandon Badiato streams whenever from whatever. Brandon spelled the usual way, Badiato, B-A-T-T-I-A-T-O. And shout out also Synergy Canine, the trainer for his dog, the puppy plyometrics. You can look him up on Instagram. Synergy Canine on Instagram. James, take it away.
Got moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they're your premier mole exterminator. Mm. Also, their sister company, who recently got out of bankruptcy somehow, Atlas Aeration, which apparently, I know I keep saying this, he's going to do our lawn now.
How about just stop saying it? So then when it happens, it's like, cool.
Well, he finally said he was going to.
See, I would rather not know that.
And just come out to a fresh...
Yeah.
But they do aeration, thatching, all that shit, and it makes your lawn just feel like clouds, apparently, which a cloud isn't something you can walk on, so that's false. But that is their advertisement.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who don't know, America's beloved biggest seafood restaurant chain and their infamous cheesy biscuits. are Red filing lobster. Chapter 11.
Red Lobster.
As of this week. And it's a real, I mean, I didn't go to Red Lobster much, did you? But the biscuits were good. Biscuits were good.
I think I went there twice. I think for some reason I liked that feeling of picking out
the one you want to eat.
Your meal.
Or kill.
And it was like, which one's giving me the, because they had those beady eyes, you know? And it's like, which one's looking at me? And then I look at it and that one would look away, you know? And then, you know, they have like the zip ties in their claws and it'd be like, they go back.
Oh, yeah, they do, yeah.
Which, why did they zip tie the claws?
I think, I think it was like, it wasn't zip ties. It was like a very, very thick rubber band.
It was a rubber band,
yeah. It was a really thick rubber band.
Yeah, but I liked the one that like stared me down and it's like, yeah, you want to go there?
I thought they...
I'll have that one.
I don't think they'd let you pick, though.
That's the whole point of the tank.
I thought they just had him there and they would pull him out of there. Dude, the weird thing
is... No, you get to pick your lobster.
Oh, you really?
Oh, nice. I mean, I never got to, but I would love to. We got to go before we can.
I don't think we have one around here, do we?
I don't know, but imagine just like picking your prey. Imagine like you go to Chick-fil-A and it's like, I want that chicken.
Well, then it would no longer be fast food.
Right after it laid an egg, though, that's when it's the best, I've heard. Yeah.
Wait, so is a chicken laying an egg, is it kind of like giving birth? Is it painful for it?
What does it
or is it kind of like shitting?
You know what's weird? It makes what that big ass...
Okay. I know, and it...
To the size of the chicken and the egg, it's like you form this every day.
Yeah, and it's like a hard exterior.
And it comes out of their pussy, which is weird.
Their chicussy?
Okay, actually, one thing I've never understood about chickens. So my parents had chickens.
Well, you know a lot about it. You try to commit genocide.
Yeah, I tried.
Serial killer tendencies.
Here's the thing. I remember like you couldn't have the rooster laying. Okay, I could be totally wrong. I never understood this.
Dude, the part I don't understand is like, it's like when they keep it warm, it's like, do they ever just go and just smash it? Like, oh my God.
But I've told you that. If you smash an egg in front of them, they all go to eat it.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, normal birds do that too.
It's cannibalistic, just fucking.
But here's what you think about though. Here's the thing you think about though. But in the wild, it's anything that's just nutrients going to waste. As fucked up as it is, it's like it's
Here's
dead.
The thing.
The thing that bird knows, it's dead. And then the other bird's like, I'm still fucking eating this. It's nutrients.
But here's the thing. As like a chicken, couldn't you just feed yourself?
Yeah, but like it's the motherly instinct to raise young. But if this one's fucking, if it's cracked and it's dead, then fucking.
But no, what's crazy is they all fight over it and they go nuts.
Yeah. And you're not supposed to feed chickens chicken, right? Isn't that like forced cannibalism? It's a crime, technically, right?
I mean,
I think it is. Like,
it's a crime. Is a detective going to come out and be like, "I sense chicken in this stool"? Like,
no, but I know it's a thing.
No. What was I going to say about chickens? No, they. Oh, what I always thought. I remember, like, my parents would be like, "You can't. Don't let the rooster lay on the eggs."
Yes, it is illegal to feed meat and meat byproducts to poultry in the United States to prevent the spread of diseases. The law also prevents contamination of products, for example.
So it's not for cannibalism. It's for...
But it says something. Big paragraph.
Oh.
I'm not reading
it. Well, no, what I was saying, dude, was like, I swear I was always told don't let the rooster lay on the eggs because he fertilizes the eggs. Okay?
Wait, how does he fertilize it without breaking it?
That's what I was curious about. I remember as a kid thinking, like, does he have, like, this little needle dick?
You know what it is? You know what it is? Like, for example... This is a complete shot in the dark.
You're going to come on the eggs and see what happens?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're an idiot. You know that?
No, you know, I was kidding. You know,
I was kidding. I was going to say, so maybe he has the eggs in his, he sits on them like same way, like with his ass, he just kind of just goes and sits on them.
Yeah, I thought.
But I'm saying maybe he incubates said eggs a little at a different temperature. For example, I think in humans, at a woman is made at different temperatures than, you know, you're more likely to have a girl, I think, in a certain temperature setting versus a boy.
Yes, but
so I think maybe it's something to do with that.
Put his sperm
so
the
incubees, mind you.
But maybe, how does the sperm get in there?
I think it's already in there and maybe that releases it.
But how does it get in there? They have to fuck before the egg's laid then.
Well, fish can have eggs that hatch and whatever.
So he just comes on the eggs.
But they have a hard exterior shell.
maybe it's like our skin where the shell's absorbent.
Oh.
Maybe that's it.
I don't think that's it. But I think it has
It's something
to,
weird.
It's already in there, and I think maybe it just has to get to a certain
But how did it get in there?
Okay, let's look this up.
How did the chicken's egg get fertilized?
Okay, wait.
Because I'm saying after the egg is laid, it doesn't make any sense.
Wait, so do chickens actually fuck then?
Yes, I think he has to do it.
Do you think he holds the hind feathers? Like he holds it like a fish up in the air.
Maybe, but what I think is like, there's no way that the egg is, you know, it's already a hard, so maybe while the shell is being formed, what I can't figure out is how they make a shell every day. Like, what the fuck does that come
Chickens from? Fertilize eggs through a process called cloacal contact, which occurs when a rooster lowers his cloaca. The hen inverts her cloaca until they touch. This is called a cloacal kiss. And there's no there's no penetration involved. Oh, so they're Mormons.
It's soaking.
Oh. Since roosters don't have penises, the hen opens her cloaca, So the hen opens her pussy so that the rooster's sperm can be passed from his papilla, a.k.a. dick, into her oviduct. So it goes in her.
And then that.
So they basically kind of like dry hump almost.
Yeah, they just soak. Yeah.
It's edging.
Why did they make it weird words?
So they're like edging.
Yeah. Why did they make it weird words?
Well, it's called something else when it's an animal.
When it's in a chicken, just say what it is.
Yeah, they don't lay fertile eggs until 10 to 14 days after having had sex. This is because it takes about that long for the rooster's sperm to travel up the hen's oviduct into the ovary where egg cells are waiting to be fertilized. Only about 60% of successful mating results in fertilization.
Do you think you can give birth control to like a chicken and then you always get good eggs? Even if the rooster's in there?
Well, I don't think its body would respond the same. Do they sell chicken birth control? That's a better question. But the exotic fish shops do.
How do exotic fish shops stay in business? That's another question. While you're looking that up, I did have something else. So you know how there's people into like WWE and shit, which I've never understood. Oh wait, what do you got?
This guy's blog name for this page is Ren the House Hen.
Oh god.
My pet chicken.
I have a chicken fetish.
His chicken has a birth control implant. Like a fucking IUD. They have chicken IUDs? The cutest eggs I've ever seen came from the Bantam Seabright. The Bantam Seabright chicken Wren. She's a miniature chicken, which means her eggs are miniature too. At 7 months old, I had injected her with a birth control implant to stop her from producing eggs. Fucking monster.
This guy's weird. How do you even get a prescription for that? Hey, my chicken needs birth control because she doesn't think about it. She doesn't want kids now. Like, what? Is she waiting to get married? Is the chicken waiting for the right time?
I don't know.
Stupid. Anyways.
So basically, whoa, let's rewind a little bit to the part where it said it reveals her cloaca. So, aka her pussy. So let me get this straight because there's feathers. Do you think it like folds open and then
you see what I'm saying?
He eats chicken feet out of her pussy? No, I'm saying, but like that would mean it says exposed. So that means it kind of opens up.
Well, you know how the chicken, you know, like the feathers kind of move, then they just like move.
Do you think all the feathers just kind of dissipate?
Yeah, and it's just like there.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes me feel weird to think about.
It'd be weird if we had feathers. Like, do you think we'd have to like shave them? Like, oh, I have to pluck my feathers this weekend before I see this girl.
I don't think you shave feathers.
Pluck them.
I think they fall out naturally. And then they grow other ones.
It's weird how they have such hard stems.
Yeah.
Like, how do you make something that hard?
Well, I think it's like cartilage.
I think it's like calcium, right?
I don't know. But it's hard like cartilage.
Anyway, so something I want to talk about.
Like fingernails.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. Shit grows like a motherfucker. It's like I'm growing a solid substance from my phalanges.
Yeah, it's weird. Infinitely.
Yeah, it just never stops. I'm like, you're like my body's. Dude, imagine if we ever have control over our own bodies. It would be so bad because we would just release dopamine.
You know what's funny? Apparently, I could be butchering this, But you know those white marks on your fingernails?
That's low calcium.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I've heard. I don't have them, which is nice. I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know how either.
Yeah, because I'm just malnourished.
No, but like, what calcium do you have? You don't drink milk, really?
No, I'm lactose. I don't drink milk ever.
Yeah, I'm saying, what calcium do you eat? So how do you know?
I don't think milk is the only source of calcium.
What else is a source of calcium?
Meat.
Meat is?
I think so.
You're staring at me like you're bluffing, but I can't tell.
I don't know. I know something else.
You're like,
I don't know the white marks.
You're like, meat drink.
Maybe.
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Well, keep going. Sorry.
No, so I went to this, what are those Mexican wrestlers called? Like from that movie Jack Black was in.
A Nacho Libre?
Yeah. What are they called?
I don't know. WWE fighters?
No, but it's a different term. But anyways, this guy named, by the way, shout out Thicky Ricky Rodriguez. Thanks for following me back.
Thicky Ricky.
Dude, put on a hell of a show. But no, so apparently there's people who are into WWE. I've never gotten it, but it's actually, after doing some research, it's like an act. It's
research?
Like, it's like some theater, because I was interested. I was like, what the fuck?
It's you obviously didn't know that stage. Already?
I just was like, the people, what I thought it always was that the people knew it was staged, but they were just like going along with it. But no, it's like a whole fucking story. There's storylines.
Yeah, yeah. They have like villains and shit and like rivalries.
Yeah,
and
well,
like
two guys, what Jose was telling me about was like they were like, one was the dad and one was the stepdad, but the stepdad.
Sounds like a porno.
Yeah, it gets there. No, I mean, it doesn't get there.
Oh, but, I was like, oh, what WWE?
But no, like
religion.
The stepdad and him are like fighting over custody of the child and shit in WWE. So I looked up on Reddit and I was like, what are the craziest WWE stories?
So just during the workday, you're just reading about WWE?
No, I just did it when we were sitting on the couch. This one person gave birth to a hand during her storyline with Mark Henry. And then, there was like a farting gimmick. Khali's girlfriend, while Hornswoggle was their son. They punt babies and have foot fetishes. Like, this shit's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. When I was little, I thought it was like, you remember when the first Spider-Man?
Been into
remember it. When the first Spider-Man came out? It was actually like
someone just posted beaver cleavage. I don't know what the fuck.
Beaver cleavage? Does that mean if the lips are coming out of like, so let's say like when you wear like a girl's wearing a one piece, if you're wearing a one piece, I don't know why I'm sitting like this to the camera. If it's going like through, you know, up the butt crack and then
have you ever seen
the folds are coming? I have.
You've seen
absolutely
the pussy lips.
I've seen a lip, yeah,
outside the bathing suit,
yeah.
Who?
Like a random person at the lake. I've definitely seen that a couple times in my life.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk about little to no self-awareness.
Well, I mean, you don't look down and be like, oh, is my pussy in my...
Well, if you have just a piece of fabric like this protecting it, like I would be looking.
Yeah.
Obviously, they were hungry. They're gobbling that thing up. Fuck.
This had a fucking
reminded me hankering of those fucking in Mario... And the green tubes, the things that come out. Nyang, 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 but without the teeth, that's what reminded me of.
Well, there was that movie called Teeth, right?
Yeah, yeah. The
did you ever see that? I think you and I watched it together.
No, we didn't.
We definitely did as kids.
Your memory absolutely serving strong
as usual. No, we watched it as kids. I can see it in your room at your house.
Nope.
Yes, we did. Never we were pretty it. Fucked up.
Never watched it.
You and I have seen that. I didn't just
I like
watch
how
it on
you
my
weren't
own.
Sure. And then 20 seconds after I said no,
because
you
then
were
it came
sure.
to me. I remember where I was sitting. It was in your
oh
old
my
room.
Oh, God. No, I didn't.
We watched
no,
Teeth.
No, I didn't.
You didn't like Teeth?
I don't. I know I didn't ever watch Teeth because I remember.
It was actually kind of sad because the girl like grew the teeth because she got like
raped.
Yeah. So that sucked. But then the problem was she got like, no, correct me if I'm wrong, whoever's listening. No one's going to correct me. But it's a. Like, then she just liked biting the dicks off. It was like her, like, this one guy was bad, so now I'm going to cut the dicks off all guys. So she'd, like...
He's still fucked, though.
Yeah. But she would, like, seduce them, and then he'd be like...
Hey, that's still a body, though.
And then he'd
they
be...
They closed.
It's the last close.
I know, but they closed.
Yeah, they closed for good.
Hey, that's one way to go
fucking
out.
Put the plywood up. If fucking you're going to lose it, closed.
At least you went fighting.
I don't know, man.
But here's an interesting question. So, like,
do vaginas have teeth?
If your dick, like, was to be removed, right? So, mm-hmm. What would the difference be if you were hard versus soft?
I think it'd be a problem.
Well, I know if you're hard because it's
because
all blood.
The blood's going.
But
there.
I meant like in terms of this in this procedure specifically.
Just like a bowl.
It's just a very clean.
It's a clean cut.
It's a clean cut, and it's going to be instantly cauterized or whatever the fuck. I'm just saying it's just for a scientific person to see what would happen.
Well, then I'm guessing the blood just like goes there and comes back, or maybe it just gets like a water balloon and just kind of like blows up.
I don't know. Interesting.
Interesting. Actually, nothing against sex changes. I've always been confused.
How the fuck do they make a pussy out of it?
You've seen the animations.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
on Twitter, they like cut the dick in half. And
it's also the way they're viewing it because they're trying to show you how it works. It's kind of like when they give illustrations of like shit in space and shit. Like, it's not.
This pussy is related to Mars.
No, it's the concept of how they show diagrams. Yeah. It's like, I don't want you to see this for what it is. I'm showing it from this view so you see how it works.
Yeah.
So it doesn't exactly, that's not maybe exactly how you would
but
picture
it. But the thing
it.
Is, apparently,
in the animation, they make artificial folds. So that's for pleasure then? To fuck?
Because I think they put the pleasurable part of the penis as like the clit. Like, dude, they like recreated it. It's crazy.
But okay, the pleasure part of the penis. Are you telling, what part of your penis? Do you finger your tip of your penis? And
no.
You're like, oh, fuck.
But like kind of like below the tip, it's a little more sensitive.
Yeah, but like, so what? They push that like a spring in the back to the back?
I don't know.
Yeah, like,
but what's crazy
is who figured that out?
I don't know.
Hey, if you fold a pussy eight times and
a dick
fold a dick eight times and put it in their gooch, it feels good.
But what's crazy is that like there are stories where like people didn't know. So it's obviously passable.
How?
There's good doctors out there.
Listen. A professional in anything is willing. It's like a shoe head when he sees a fake pair of Jordans. He's like, it looks close, but it ain't it.
Yeah.
It ain't it.
I mean, maybe like after a ton of drinks at the club or something.
Maybe. Yeah. Or in a very dark room. So
you don't see it. So it feels the same.
So be aware. Be aware if you're taken to a stranger to a dark and so,
I
hey,
think anytime
off,
be
lights
aware.
Off.
Even if there's a stranger with the lights off in an alley.
Dude,
like,
I was thinking about this the other day. So is it true? And it obviously okay. I understand for girls it's different because guys obviously could overpower you very easily, and guys it's like a lot more. But when I would say, how am I gonna put this?
I'm waiting.
I'm saying if there's a stranger in your home, are you not on a little more high alert? Like you're not sleeping right away. You're waiting for
there's
other
a stranger. What do you mean?
Like, let's say you met a young woman somewhere and she mm-hmm. came back to your house. I'm saying, is it just me or like, are you on high alert when there's,
yeah.
In terms of like, I'm sitting staring at the wall. Kind of like, I'm like a gargoyle. At night, kind of just waiting. I'm alert. I'm here. I'm present.
Yeah, like I put my wallet between the mattress and the bottom. Like, that's my biggest fear. Like, I fall asleep and then she takes my wallet or something. Like,
yeah, but you just never know. You know,
I don't sleep well. No.
Yeah, that's like, what I mean. You don't sleep well
because what's gonna happen
it's
is
like
I'm gonna
a,
be like,
it's like a half sleep. It's like a.
It's like you know what's going on,
but
you're
like you're more of just like taking a temporary rest. You're not actually asleep.
And then the ceiling fan makes a little tick and you're like,
yeah.
You're looking around. Yeah. It's strange.
Yeah, it's really weird.
The thing is,
I think that's like our survival instinct a little bit.
I think we
And it goes same goes for anyone. Like obviously if there's like a group of friends that are like, oh, we're all going to this trip, I'm bringing some of my buddies, that's different. But I'm saying like if you just happen to be sleeping in close proximity to people you don't know. I tend to just be...
Or like you brought like a girl home.
Yeah, I'm saying I would tend to be very just like...
I don't sleep well, no.
No, no, no.
But
no.
The thing is, the women think that you do. They think that you're just like out.
The women think that you do.
But we're not. It's like I'm very aware
no,
of what's going on.
No.
If you get up and go to the bathroom, I'm awake.
It's like when a cat's hair stands up. If you get me in a corner, I get feisty.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm listening. I'm like toilet flushed.
Yes. Yeah.
Did a drawer open?
Yeah.
Are you stealing
steps,
my floss?
The steps.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that's the amount to get to the sink. And it's like, Because I don't know you.
Dude, did you know in Japan, like...
They take less steps to the sink?
Well, I would say they take more because they're tiny people. They take tiny steps.
No, but they actually bind their feet.
I was going to say, there's in, like, temples and, like, a lot of...
Synagogues.
Well, temples and... Why are you so happy about that? I'm saying a lot
word.
Of...
It was a big
and
word.
And especially in, like, older times in castles, they would have these... All the floorboards, all of them, were, like, very loose, and they would creak super loud, so then people couldn't sneak up on people and fucking kill them.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so this person's walking down, like, a 16th
century...
That's
why they just had, like, a bird in there.
A bird.
Because then the bird... Like, birds don't really sleep. They just sit there and squawk. Yeah, they
sleep. But, like, the floorboards 24-7 would squeak every single time someone walks. And they're super loud.
But what if you're a deep sleeper, but a bird going, squawk, squawk, squawk.
Is like, the floorboard going to fall asleep? No.
No, but I'm saying it may not be as loud.
It's loud as fuck.
How do you purposely make a creaky floorboard? Don't you have to, like, that'd be crazy.
You just make them rub against something else that squeaks. Problems
just put a little chew toy underneath it.
Just a whoopee cushion.
You gotta blow it up every night.
Dude, we used to be little fucking whoopee cushion guys.
Oh, what kid was
and like there? The shock gum. I remember I gave Norm Noble
the
shock gum.
You brought that to church all the time.
All the time. And I thought it was it was funny. But
the problem with the whoopee cushion, what they needed to do is not make it so small. It needs to be bigger and flatter.
The thing was, I think they needed to have a little more instead of the instead of the queef, it needed to be a fart.
Yeah.
It sounded like a queef.
Exactly. The problem was is half the whoopee cushions were this big, but it went up, not out.
And it sounded like you stepped on a little frog. That's what
yeah,
it
but
like.
It, since it went up and not out, you put it underneath the cushion on the kitchen chair, and it's like you can see it. But if it was wide,
well,
with this amount of air.
A lot of them are wide. The bigger
but
ones
I'm saying
are wide.
Like this wide. It could go right underneath the chair cushion.
Have you ever had one of the bigger ones? They are very wide.
I don't know. Did you ever do that shit where you'd like undo ketchup packets? You know, like at the bottom of toilet seats are those little.
And they would squirt. No, I never did that.
Squirt all over their
I
legs.
I did the snapdragons on the toilet seat.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Really works for bigger people.
You got to have that initial thunk. You can't sit down slowly.
No.
Do you sit down? I can't really think how I do it. It depends what it is.
Do you sit down hard? No, I definitely.
It's, I just it's, like slowly.
It's like a helicopter landing. It's gradual.
But if it's at like that long drive,
do you sit down? Do you sit down to pee at all? It's very relaxing.
Typically, no, but
like,
yes, I do.
It's like Tracy. Typically,
I typically no. No, I mean, on average, no. But like sometimes I'm just like I just want to play Clash of Clans.
Yeah. But I'm saying it's very peaceful.
Oh, in my own bathroom? Hell yeah.
Yeah,
I sit down
to pee
all the time.
Especially late at night.
Always with the lights off.
Especially late at night. Like if I'm getting out of bed, I sit down to pee because I don't want to turn the lights on. And I don't want to miss either. So
yeah, lights off.
I want to make sure it's a guaranteed hit.
Dude, have you ever done that where you're like, I'm not going to turn the lights on. And then you're like, I think I'm there. And then you start peeing. And it's like, and then you hear the wall.
Yeah,
and
yeah. I've done that before.
You're like, I'll clean it in the morning.
Yeah, I've done that before. Have you ever like peed? And like, this is a completely normal scenario in the middle of the day. And then two streams completely
that
opposite side of the fucking bowl.
That's always after you come.
Mm-hmm. No, it isn't. I came and peed normal after fine.
I know, but the only time ever two streams has happened is if like you come and you don't pee afterwards and the little bit of cum dries on the tip of your dick and it goes... Why else do you think that happens? It's because something's in the tip.
I thought
of
if you like slept on your dick weird, it's folded and crunched.
No.
That then when it's if you pee too soon and it hasn't regained its shape, kind of like when you step on memory foam, it hasn't gained its shape all the way.
No, it's not
then that. It ruins the pathway of the.
Think
liquid.
About it next time. The next time you jack off, have sex, whatever. It's because you haven't peed since then, and there might be a little bit that dried in there, and that's why it goes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
I'll have to track. Yeah. I'll track my pee pattern.
You and I should go.
Yeah. Well, then we have to let.